This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Patricia and Dr. Harrison Bloom, who are clinical associate professors of geriatrics and first-time authors of the book, Get Up and Move Your Ass, A Lighthearted but Serious Guide to Successful Aging. With nearly 40 years of clinical practice, teaching, and research in the field of aging, they both have recently entered the geriatric age group themselves. Doctors, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. It's a gorgeous day here in just north of New York City on the Hudson River. Late fall, just beautiful. Crisp air.
Well, you certainly did paint a beautiful picture, and certainly wish you all the best as we are approaching the holidays. So, Dr. Harrison, for starters, why did you decide to write a book like this?
We have an important message to get across, we believe, and after many years of taking care of middle-aged and older adults, we became passionate about our message. And what is that message? The message is that becoming or remaining physically and mentally active, as well as socially engaged, is the best way to age successfully, and it's a great way to enjoy getting older, a great way to enjoy aging. To best get our message across, rather than writing a thick prose book which people's eyes glaze over when they read, we decided we wanted to write a book that was informative, motivating, easy and fun to read, and in understandable in everyday language. So we chose kind of a catchy, slightly risque title and verses written in rhyme and illustrated by an award-winning cartoonist, Isabella Bannerman.
And Dr. Patricia, we know the boomer age group is growing. Do you see or feel this is the reason more people are interested in learning how to stay healthy these days?
Well, yes, the older age group is definitely growing very rapidly, and it is true that the boomers account for the majority of that growth. Just to give you an example, people 65 and older now represent about 14% of the population, but that's going to grow to 20% or more by 2030. People are also living longer. Average life expectancy now is about 77 for men, depending on what ethnic group you're in, and about 82 for women. And that's going to go up to 82 for men and 86 for women by 2050. The good news is that many older adults are living longer and aging well, but unfortunately, there remains a pretty large group who aren't. And unfortunately, they're going to continue to increase the numbers of chronic medical problems that we're dealing with, including dementia, the costs of the healthcare system, and also, importantly, the burden of caregiving for the younger generations if they don't change their lifestyle and, stop being so sedentary and get more active.
Most definitely, and I couldn't agree more. Dr. Harrison, what are some easy tips to staying healthy while getting older?
Well, do something active every day. Doesn't have to be an hour or even a half hour, even 15 minutes, but do something active every day. And our book points out there's a myriad of ways, many ways to be physically active besides just going to a fitness center or a gym, which, by the way, many people, including older people, don't necessarily like to do. So there's walking, biking, dancing, swimming, gardening, playing with people of different generations, even in bad weather. Stay inside, climb and descend some stairs, stand rather than sit when you're maybe at the computer or reading the paper, learn to play an instrument, or continue on one you already have. There's many, many ways to do this. Being active every day is the most important. Now, being mentally active, engaged, and socially engaged with friends, families is equally important, as data shows that this is essentially leads to a better quality of life and better health status in general. Smiling, laughing, enjoying life. Eating a balanced diet with lots of fruit and vegetables is important. If you work and are at a job that you like with hours that are manageable, or volunteer for an activity you enjoy that adds meaning, keep working, keep volunteering. And then, of course, there's the regular, some of the traditional medical things, such as getting regular preventive measures, such as flu and pneumonia vaccine, blood pressure checks, eyes and ears especially, eyesight and hearing, feet examining, dental care, and other things. And then probably the most important thing while you're being active is to set realistic goals. Don't try to break a record every day. Just try to enjoy what you do, because it can lead to a really good quality of life.
And I'll just add to that, both the American Geriatric Society and the American Public Health Association have given as their very top priority for older adults being physically active. So that just goes along with the message of our book.
Today we are with Dr. Patricia and Dr. Harrison Bloom, who are clinical associate professors at Geriatrics and first-time authors of the book, Get Up and Move Your Ass, A Lighthearted but Serious Guide to Successful Aging, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Patricia, it can be overwhelming today with all the vitamins, supplements that are supposed to help one stay younger. What are your thoughts on this?
I'm just going to jump in here first quickly and to say that if I had to do it all over again and begin my career or to supplement what I was doing, I would definitely own a vitamin store, a vitamin and supplement store, because people love to spend their money on vitamins and lotions and creams and supplements. But as Patricia's about to tell you, it's not very helpful.
Yes, in fact, there are no products, I want to emphasize, zero products that have been shown to slow down the process of aging, even though people are always looking for one and willing to spend lots of money doing it. But our book does cite at the back many scientific studies that have definitively shown that physical activity, as well as a healthy diet, not smoking, if you do drink, using it moderately, and remaining socially engaged, all of those things have been proven to help people live longer and healthier lives. And one study that especially caught my eye recently showed that physical activity can reduce actually the rate that our cells get older by as much as 59%, depending on how active you are. So that is pretty impressive.
And your feedback on that alone has certainly grabbed the attention of the listeners. I am almost certain of that. Lastly, what do you want people to take away from this book?
I'd like people to take away the idea that becoming or remaining physically and mentally active and socially engaged is the best way to age successfully. It leads to better health and an enjoyable, positive quality of life. It's important to understand we're not talking about people being marathon runners or champion weightlifters, talking about the ability of activity. And you've noticed we haven't used the word exercise very much, but the word, but activity, physically active, mentally active, socially engaged, these types of things can lead to better health and an enjoyable, positive quality of life.
And we just want to add that our book is a great gift item this holiday season for anyone who's middle-aged or older that you care about. And so we want them to be able to say along with us, I'm getting up
and
moving my ass.
I love it. Where can our listeners get more information and where can they purchase the book?
The book is available, as well as some information about us, at www.drsbloom.com. That will link to an ability to buy the book from booklocker.com. But it's also available on Amazon. So Amazon.com has the book. And in addition to that, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter. The Twitter link is what, Pat?
Well, the Facebook page is Get Up and Move Your A. And the Twitter site is at MoveYourA. So they can keep in touch with us in any of those ways.
Well, Dr. Harrison and Dr. Patricia, we certainly do once again appreciate your time. Certainly a perfect holiday gift item. And certainly wish you all the best. Happy holidays. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah,
it's a pleasure. Thank you, Eric.
A lot of fun. Thanks.
It certainly was. We've been speaking with Dr. Patricia and Dr. Harrison Bloom, who are clinical associate professors of geriatrics and the first-time authors of the book, Get Up and Move Your Ass, a lighthearted but serious guide to successful aging. And once again, the website for more information and for contact is drsbloom.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.